This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Some of you will remember a newscaster that was on CBS 60 Minutes years ago. The reason I knew Carol Marin, or knew of her, because she was in the Chicago area where I grew up as a newscaster in one of the Chicago stations. Carol Marin was working in New York City on 9/11/2001, and she was there when it happened. She said suddenly there was a giant explosion and she saw a giant fireball heading toward her. A fireman ran toward her screaming, "Run!" We ran. I fell. The fireman picked me up. He told me to throw my high heels off, which I did. I was running in my stocking feet with him. He finally slammed me up against a building and covered my body with his. I could feel his heart beating against my back. I thought both of us were dead. I thought both of us were surely dead. Miraculously, we escaped the flame and the thick, choking smoke that followed. Carol Marin said, "I never saw my rescuer again. I wish I had gotten his name. I wish I had gotten his name." As terrific, as powerful and fantastic that story is, that experience of Carol Marin, would you listen carefully? Nothing. Nothing compared to what the Lord Jesus Christ did for you on the cross. We can praise that fireman all day long, and we should be thankful and grateful for every fireman that's done something similar to that, and we're grateful. But it's nothing compared to what Jesus accomplished on the cross by his substitutionary death for you and for me. Do you know why people are offended by the cross? Any talk about the cross? Because it's personal. I'm convinced of that. You can talk about God. You can talk about the Sermon on the Mount. Everybody says, "Oh, that's so sweet. That's so nice." But the minute you talk about the cross, people are offended because intuitively, instinctively, they know in their heart, my sin possibly was involved in that cross event. I really believe that. I want to focus in on verses 8 through 10 because honestly and truly, I've never heard anyone talk on this verse. If you've heard someone, I want you to tell me later and say, "Yeah, I did hear somebody talk about it." My dad, who preached for 30, 40 years, I never remember him talking about it. Verse 8. So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And here's the verse that just jumped off the page this week to me. Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. I don't want to be melodramatic. I don't want to be over the top with this, but suddenly, Jesus is going to meet you and you're going to meet him. You do know that, don't you? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 that to be absent from the body, to die, is to be present with the Lord. You and I are all going to experience, whether we like it or not, whether we believe it or not, in my opinion, that someday we're going to come face to face. We're all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Suddenly, we will meet Jesus. I say it every Easter, and I will say it every Easter as long as I'm alive, that Christianity does not stand or fall on whether or not Jesus walked on the water. Christianity doesn't stand or fall on whether or not he fed the 5,000. It doesn't stand or fall on whether he healed the blind man in John 10. Christianity stands or falls on one event, the resurrection. For very simply, and this is really profound, I mean, I'm just amazed at my profundity here when I say this. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, he's dead. And he's not the resurrection and the life. He's certainly not the way, the truth, and the life. Everything stands or falls on one event. Whether Jesus walked out a grave alive, because one grave is empty, I have hope. And so do you. It's all connected to the resurrected Christ.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.